Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Corey Smith Studios, Chippewa Valley Symphony, and Benjamin Farrow DDS. You too can help ensure the future of WPR programs for years to come. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
The Sid Kyler Dixieland Band.
Oh, fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on another road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and it is time for our annual tribute to that great American art form, jazz. As for the fifth consecutive year, Route 51 looks ahead to the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival, which takes place this Friday and Saturday night at the Bull Falls Brewery on Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. You are listening to a live recording of Sid Kyler on trumpet and the Sid Kyler Jazz Band, playing before hundreds of people at the very first Sid Kyler Festival back in 2010. Sadly, Sid passed away a little over a year ago, but we will hear from him again on this program and talk to some of the musicians who knew him and who were inspired by him. Joining us in our studio is clarinetist and saxophonist Dwayne Askew, who is now leading the Sid Kyler Jazz Band, which headlines the festival Saturday night. The Mary Louise Knutson Trio headlines Friday night. And also with us today, clarinetist and saxophonist John Greiner, the leader of the Swing Shift Band, which performs Saturday at 4 p.m. And we have with us Dan Larson, piano player extraordinaire, and conductor of the Wausau Symphony Orchestra, who has played with many jazz bands in his career, including his own trio, 3D Jazz, and the Dan Larson Quartet, which performs Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. We'll be playing some live music for you later in the program and talking about this great American art form and playing some great recordings. And because of the special nature of the program, we will not be taking calls from our listeners this morning. Let's listen to Sid Kyler and his Dixieland Jazz Band. You played with Sid Kyler for many years. It's been a year since he passed away, but the legacy and the band continues.
That's correct.
What's it like going on stage without him?
It's really difficult to begin with. We started out with just the living members of the organization, and gradually over this past year and a half, we've added a trumpet player who has fit in just nicely. But there'll never be another Sid. The band is intact as the way it was the day he died, with the exception of the additional trumpet player.
You know, Sid led a very full life. He passed away at the age of 87. He performed his first gig in the late 40s, and he led a band that entertained thousands of people and influenced hundreds of musicians. Comment, if you could, Dwayne, about his influence on the Central Wisconsin jazz scene.
Well, I think a lot of people in the area knew Sid, loved Sid's music, and were able to take advantage of his talents, not only musically, but otherwise just throughout the years.
What do you remember about him as a person?
He was the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. You could never do anything wrong. He might correct you once in a while or say, well, you might want to do it this way, but other than that, he just loved the music, he loved to hear it, he loved to hear other people perform it as well.
And he was also a broadcast pioneer. He designed the Sir 7 mascot, which WSAW-TV is still using today. And he was a wonderful artist. His Cubist and Impressionist paintings of jazz musicians have been something that have been on sale every year at the River Valley Jazz Festival.
Right.
And the Sid Kyler Jazz Band continues to play. John Greiner, those guys could really tear it up.
it is hard to believe that Sid's been gone a little over a year, because he died a little bit before the festival last year. I don't know. I guess in my memories of Sid, you know, I grew up here. I didn't live in the area for about 20, 25 years, but I always knew who Sid Kyler was. And every musician, I think, who has lived in this area or who has been through this area at one time, definitely knew who Sid was. And if you had the opportunity to get to know him a little bit, he had the worst jokes in the world.
Yes, he did.
He really did. But he always had to laugh because it was Sid. You know, he could give you the worst joke that you've ever heard, but just the look on his face, the smile on his face, that grin that all of us that knew him, that grin that he had, you couldn't help but laugh. You didn't laugh at the joke. You were laughing at Sid for telling such a bad joke.
Laughing with Sid.
Yeah.
Dan Larson, you played with him as much as anybody.
Yeah, just the last few years, you know, we got a chance to join the Dixieland group. And again, I enjoyed Wayne's comment about he would give you correction or something. I, living a busy schedule, you know, I kind of cut things pretty close and might arrive at a gig, you know, just a couple minutes before we're ready to go. Always set up, ready to go on time. And he liked to give me the nickname Angina Larson, because he felt he almost had a heart attack, wondering if I was going to show up on time. And so he didn't look nervous about it, but he always made sure to say, "Well, it's really good that you're here."
the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival, again, it's this Friday evening and all day Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery. That's on Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. You have to drive as far as you can on Thomas Street, and when it ends, there you'll see the beer garden tent. Free admission, as always, and the proceeds, John Greiner, go towards scholarships for aspiring students who want to study jazz. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that's the great thing, and that's the driving thing behind the festival, is not only, I guess, from an audience perspective, I mean, I think we need to really remind people that you're going to be hearing, let's see, from 4, it starts at 4 o'clock on Friday until 10. So you've got 6 hours of live jazz on Friday evening in under the tent and in the tap room at Bull Falls.
So you've got two bands playing at the same
time.
Yeah,
exactly. And you also have then Saturday from noon until 10 p.m. in, again, both the under the big top, as I call it, and in the tap room at Bull. So you've got 16 hours of live jazz. There is no admission charge, but you know, with the generosity of the sponsors that are giving their money to help us defray costs as far as paying the musicians a little bit to play, paying for some advertising. But the main reason that we accept donations at the door is to fund scholarships for local high school, mostly high school students, to study jazz and to study more contemporary music with someone like myself, Kevin Short, Tom McComb, and Ted Arestat over at the Wausau Conservatory.
The Wausau Conservatory, where you teach,
yeah,
too.
Yep.
It's a 401c3. Why is that significant?
Well, obviously, you know, you can raise funds. You know, it's a tax-exempt, kind of an organization. But the big thing about running an organization like that is that you are always dependent on people's donations, whether it's private, whether it's, you know, taking money in at the door, or whether it's corporate or foundation type of donations. And that's the challenge, but yet that's the beautiful thing about it, because it's every year it's we've had new sponsors every year, and we've had one sponsor, really new sponsor, really come through this year, and it's really enjoyable to see people give their hard-earned money and help to support, you know, jazz studies and the music itself.
And to be able to get all of those musicians together,
yes,
for two consecutive days,
yeah,
two bands playing at the same time, and it's,
yeah,
still a free festival.
Right.
And you raise money. It's phenomenal. It's
yeah.
It's really phenomenal, Dan Larson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just found out after a meeting recently, we had two of our students that will be attending UWMC right here in town. And Tim Buchholz, our professor there of vocal jazz there, said largely one of the things that helped was they were scholarship winners from last year, recipients from last year. So.
And Tim plays a big part in that festival every year.
That's true. Yep. The vocal jazz production at UWMC is really growing, and that's another aspect of that will be featured prominently in this festival this year.
Well, the Sid Kyler Jazz Band, Dwayne Askew, is headlining on Saturday night at 8 o'clock in the Beer Garden. And John Greiner earlier, Swing Shift will be performing.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a cut you gave me of, okay, Swing Shift performing. Why don't you set this up for us?
This is from a concert we did about 4 years ago in Wisconsin Rapids at the auditorium at Wisconsin Rapids, one of the high schools. I can't even remember. Been too many places since then. But this features Dino Bellotti, a good friend of mine from the Green Bay area, on vocals. And this is Sinatra's hit, I've Got the World on a String.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a marvelous thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I am in love.
John Greiner, how many pieces in the Swing Shift band this coming Saturday?
A bunch of pieces. Five saxes, three trombones, three trumpets, bass, piano, drums, and two, a boy singer and a girl singer, as they used to call them in the big band days.
And you see that so infrequently now. The era of the big band, it's been supplanted by three- and four-piece rock bands and country bands, and there's an economic reason for that. It costs a lot of money to hire a lot of musicians and take them all on the road.
It ain't cheap. You know, and the thing is, I think about my band, just, you know, us personally. I have guys in the band that live as far north as Presque Isle. You might be able to see Russia from there. I don't know, but it's way the heck up in, you know, near the UP, about an hour north of Rhinelander.
Yeah, it's right on the UP border.
Right.
We were just passing through there last week.
That's where my drummer lives, and I've got a couple of trombone players that live down in De Pere and in Nina. My bass player lives just outside of Marshfield. So, I mean, and I got a couple guys in Amherst area. So, I mean, there are... The tough thing about having a band that size is, you know, to get the best players, you know, in my opinion, you know, to play the music, you have to look all throughout the state.
And Dwayne, you'll be sitting in with Swing Shift, correct? You're not this year.
No.
You seem to sit in with everybody. You know, a lot of these musicians do.
If it happens, it's a surprise.
Yeah. Let's play a little selection here from Mary Louise Knutson. She is the headliner Friday night.
Yes.
And this really, you know, we've been playing the loud, kind of bombastic, grab you by the coat lapels jazz so far. But this is a very different feel, a very different genre, piano jazz. Mary Louise Knutson. Again, she's headlining Friday night at the Bull Falls Brewery. Larson, you're a piano player. Tell me what you think of Mary Louise Knutson.
Oh, very soulful there. Just a lot of sensitivity in that. Yeah, it just the mixture of the harmonies. It's always fun to hear different pianists, you know, utilize the various chord tones and how you want to highlight the melody.
Quite a catch to get her to perform at this year's festival.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a function of the word going out that performers of her stature want to perform there.
That's
want
right.
to travel all the way to Wausau to perform, you know, under the beer garden tent.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You're classically trained. You conduct the Wausau Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. and yet you're attracted to jazz. You play a lot of jazz music. Compare the two genres for me and why you find both of them interesting.
Well, I like there was a presentation I saw where they described that classical music, there is improvisation in that as well, and that jazz was different in the fact that it's collective improvisation. Because you look at composers like Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, they all improvised in that style, but not necessarily with other musicians. So the collective style of coming up, the structure is still the same. You have songs in the same form in both the classic and the jazz style. My experience was with the summer camp at Shell Lake with Professor John Rad, and he really gave me the influence there, to the real love of jazz.
And you'll be performing with your quartet at 6:30 Saturday evening in the tap room.
That's correct.
You have had a CD that you released not too long ago. Let's listen to a selection from it. Tell me what we're listening to.
Someday,
little Sinatra standard.
When I'm awfully low.
When the Way You Look Tonight, one of my all-time favorites.
And ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, as you can tell, Dan Larson is multi-talented. He not only plays the piano and conducts the Wausau Symphony, he sings and sings well.
Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you, just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love.
Dan Larson and his group 3D Jazz, and you will be joined by a fourth member, the Dan Larson Quartet, and again, right. That's 6:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Right, right. Many thanks to my wife, Sherry, for really being the driving force to say, you know, you really should get a CD out, and that's our first recording about a year ago now, so, yeah.
Dwayne, ask you, before we break and go perform some live music, I want to talk to you about somebody that you identified as one of your favorite musicians. a guy named Pete Fountain on the clarinet.
Pete Fountain is a clarinet player in the New Orleans area, and I think the style of clarinet that I play is probably patterned pretty much after Pete Fountain's style. It's a doodle type of a style, just kind of fill in the empty spaces where something ought to be, but hopefully it's the right thing to be there.
Well, it's a very soulful style, mm-hmm. Jazz-based and blues-based.
Yes.
Harkening back to, you know, the old-time blues and the old-time Dixieland music, which is, again, something that Sid Kyler did so well for so long.
It is. And, you know, he combined, there's a Chicago-style Dixieland band, there's a Memphis-style Dixieland, there's a New Orleans-style, and I think Sid's style was all those mixed together, which is great.
We're listening to Pete Fountain do A Closer Walk mm-hmm. to Thee, which is a song that the Sid Kyler Band performs.
Yes, we do.
And also he does Amazing Grace. So there's a religious and a gospel element to a lot of this music as well.
Well, a lot of the New Orleans-style jazz comes from funerals, actually. There's a very soulful kind of a march to the cemetery with a group of musicians. And on the way back, the temple speeds up. Now they're happy.
John Greiner, the clarinet is such a beautiful, expressive instrument. We don't hear enough of it in popular music anymore.
I agree. I love playing clarinet. I play a lot of clarinet in swing shift. And, you know, in listening to different players' influences, Pete is just a great clarinet player overall. I mean, his sound is great. His technique is great. My favorite clarinet player, Artie Shaw, also was. I mean, these guys are freaks of nature. I mean, I like to say that I kind of have a love-hate relationship with clarinet. I love to play it, but I hate it at the same time because it kicks my rear end. It's a difficult instrument.
Well, it's
to play
an incredibly
in jazz.
Difficult instrument.
Yeah.
I actually played clarinet when I was in grade school and high school.
Now we're learning secrets.
And I couldn't cut it. You know, that embouchure thing that you have to get going. It's a difficult instrument
requires,
to play and have it sound good.
It requires a discipline, a certain discipline. I'm teaching a saxophone camp this week at Wausau Conservatory, and I tell my sax kids there. I go, you know, I would really like to see, I'm going to start a trend here, I would really like to see in fifth and sixth grade bands that if you want to play saxophone, you should really play clarinet for the first at least 1 year. Because if when you just play saxophone from the start, you're a slob, really. The clarinet requires you to have a lot more precise technique and all that. Saxes, we're just slobs. That's all I'm going
to
say.
We're going to listen to another great Duke Ellington, Take the A-Train, and he is going to take us into Studio B. And Dan Larson, Dwayne Askew, John Greiner, and yours truly will be performing some live jazz music for you in just a few minutes. Hang on. Route 51 Regional Talk Radio continues after this short break. Thank you.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Overture Center for the Arts, Union Cab Cooperative, and Kimberly-Clark Corporation. Play a role in the success of WPR. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, featuring after dark photographs of North American botanical gardens, illuminated only by moonlight and flashlight. On view through August 30th. LYWAM.org.
In Studio B, we have Dwayne Askew on clarinet, John Greiner on saxophone, Dan Larson on piano, yours truly on guitar. We will all be performing at some time or another this weekend at the River Valley Jazz Festival. It's a Sid Kyler Jazz Festival this Friday and Saturday night at the Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau. We're going to start things off with an old blues number called Tin Roof Blues.
Thank you.
Tin Roof Blues, Dwayne Askew on clarinet, John Griner on saxophone, Dan Larson on piano, and we are about to perform an old Fats Waller tune called Ain't Misbehavin'. Dan? No one to talk with, I'm all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses, they're worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, I don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Thank you. Ain't Misbehavin'. Fats Waller tune, and we are going to close things out with an old Dixieland jazz standard called Sweet Georgia Brown. On piano, Dwayne Askew on clarinet, John Greiner on saxophone. I'm Glenn Moberg on guitar, and we will return with some more lively conversation about the 5th annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival that takes place this weekend at the Bull Falls Brewery after this short break. But first, let's hear some Sarah Vaughan.
So we will be do ya bum, we will be do ya boom be boom be say a day a day a day a day boom boom be boom be shaba ba dip 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 do be shaba ba dip 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 do be. I'm mad at you, pretty baby, don't be mad at me.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Stevens Point Area Co-op, Peninsula Music Festival, and Import Auto Clinic. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-Law.com.
All of the musicians who are performing with us today to pick out some of their favorite musicians to listen to. And John Griner, you picked Les Brown and his band of renown.
And his band of renown, that's right. Let's not forget the tag. Now, this is one of Les Brown's more, he recorded this probably at least six, eight times throughout the lifespan of his band, which is pretty rare, actually. I mean, There are bands that are around a long time that maybe will record the same, you know, song, maybe two or three. But he recorded it quite a bit. It's, of course, called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. We're going to be playing this. One of the trumpet players in my band, Sean Postel, who is a band director down at Hilbert High School, way down in Hilbert, one of his many talents is he transcribes. And what I mean by that is he listens to the recording and he writes out the arrangement for the band. And I've had a heck of a time finding a good transcription of this version of Les Brown's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. It's always been one of my favorite tunes to listen to.
A lot of things going on there, a lot of dynamic range, you know, the sound is just smooth as glass.
Les always had a great band. I think actually Les Brown Jr. is still running his band, maybe out of Branson. I think they might be doing something, but it's always been a great band. There were so many good bands, from that era.
And we are just about out of time, gentlemen. But before we go, I wanted us to hear from Sid Kyler himself. This is something he recorded on this program a few years back. Okay. It's called On the Horns of a Dilemma, or The Dilemma of a Horn.
Over the 60-plus years, the music business has been an enjoyable experience. At least 95% of the gigs have been great. About 5% have had some dilemmas, or snags, as I call them. From out-of-tune pianos, tardiness by a band member, a rare occurrence of over-imbibing, forgetting an instrument, people trying to sing with a band who think a key is to open a door, and the loss of most of the guys who were with me for most of the earlier years are gone. However, I've been fortunate to have found younger replacements that relish the Dixieland sound. We have performed for weddings, funerals, birthdays, conventions, dedications, private parties, bar mitzvahs, country clubs, church services, beer gardens, anniversaries, dance clubs, fundraisers, jam sessions, Christmas parties, proms, and Mardi Gras celebrations, as the beat goes on.
And Dwayne asks you, that of course is Sid's theme song. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Yes.
Great to hear from him again, isn't it?
It is. He went through the list of things that we have played for over the years, and the first job that I ever played with Sid was for a funeral. Now, I grew up in downstate Illinois, and funerals were never had any music like Dixieland music, but there it was.
Dan Larson, you've got the last word here. We're about to wrap things up, and it will be so good to hear from you once again this weekend. And this is a festival that just keeps going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just, again, a great celebration of our local talent and lots of Central Wisconsin musicians being featured, and it's a true celebration. So.
And we do want to remind you that the 5th annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival gets underway Friday at 4 and continues all day Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery, 901 East Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. Admission is free. All proceeds go towards scholarships for aspiring jazz students. We also want to thank today's guests, Dwayne Askew of the Sid Kyler Jazz Band, which performs Saturday night at 9, John Griner of John Griner's Swing Shift, which performs Saturday afternoon at 4, and Dan Larson and the Dan Larson Quartet, who will be performing Saturday evening at 6:30. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer and audio engineer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Applause from the guests. Thanks also to Louis Pratt, Roger Pickering, Ray Kramer, Jim Tucker, and Ted Aristad, who appeared on today's recordings of the Sid Kyler Band. Other special music today by John Griner's Swing Shift, Dan Larson's 3D Jazz, Duke Ellington, Pete Fountain, Sarah Vaughan, and of course Sid Kyler. Remember to follow us on Facebook. The program will be available for downloading at WPR.org/Route 51. And if you missed part of it, you can hear it again in its entirety tomorrow, Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. Next week on Route 51, we talk about the issues surrounding plans for a dairy farm in the town of Saratoga in Wood County. Thanks for riding along with us today. We'll see you at the festival this weekend. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.